This is a dictation for Anthony Poole, Anthony Poole. Date of birth 11/21/1959. Date of service is 5/20/2025. The patient presents with a history of pinched nerve in the lower back and a lower back pain, which is reported to be 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. He reports that he has a bad disc in some previous investigation. The pains are varying from 8 to 9, and no accident is reported and no fall is reported. Overall, these pains are reported to be continuous several times a day, as sharp, hot burning, and they are 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 in their intensity. ADLs are affected 8. Modified factor for the pain, pain is worsened by standing, walking, bending. And improved by medication. The patient has had some x-rays, MRI, CT scans. He did not report any numbness or tingling or any muscle weakness of the lower extremities or upper leg extremities. He denies any pain in the middle back and neck area. He has had some physical therapy and some medical treatments before coming here. We review the records for the system review, surgical history, allergy history. Family history, relationship status, and legal and personal history, as well as the diagnosis page. Physical examination. Sixty-six-year-old. African-American male. Of average built and nutrition. Height 5'7". Weight is 175. Temperature 97.1, blood pressure 130/80, pulse 79, pulse oxygen 80. The patient is alert oriented, cooperative and conscious. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. No acute distress is identified, no shortness of breath, no severe pain phases. Patient does not appear to be overtly anxious or lethargic. Has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without using any adaptive device. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological. In the musculature examination, please mention there is a spasm of the paravertebral muscle from L1 to L5 bilaterally with 1 plus hypertonicity and 1 or 2. Trigger points. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Spine tenderness is located at bilateral SI joint. No spine is tender, and paravertebral muscle has a spasm with a mild hypertonicity. Range of motion of the cervical spine is as follows. Cervical spine range of motion is normal. Forward flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 20, bilateral side flexion is 30, and bilateral rotation is 25. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are as follows. Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, and Soto all tests are found negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test is negative. in lumbar spine, Burjanski Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. And Breger test is negative. CAM test is positive. Contralateral leg rest test is positive. In the SI joint, bilateral SI joints are found tender with the positive standing flexion. Iliac compression test and distraction test are all positive, as well as the Faber test and Gonsalves test bilaterally. Extremities examination is unremarkable for any findings. Please use the template. Diagnosis from the paperwork chart. The plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. The patient has been requested to bring all the medical records. They have been ordered released from all his providers. He'll be seen in 15 days' time after all the records are seen. At this time, we have a care plus pharmacy record that shows that he's on Aldactone 25 milligram. He's on Pentoxifilin 400 milligram. Benofen, Benophen 50 milligram. Gentamicin, oxycodone 30 milligram every 8 hours. Xanax 1 milligram. Albuterol inhaler. We have requested the records from his providers to be given. And then go from there. Non-pharmacological modalities are yes. Exercise plan, yes. At home, refer to gym is yes. Refer to psychiatry is yes. No medications are provided today. His maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. And no new investigation is being ordered. No interventional pain procedure is being recommended. Surgical options. Neuropsych evaluation, attended care caseworker are no. DMEs, none. Education, yes. Follow up visit in 15 days. Direct contact, yes. Thank you. The patient was also advised that he, according to his maps, he has been on a high degree of narcotics, and our office policy is not to provide such an extensive opiates. Treatment. He's on oxycodone 30 milligram 3 times a day in the past, and we are not able to justify or correlate with his injuries. However, if his MRIs and other investigation point out in the direction that patient requires so much pain medication, we'll consider the middle way road approach and try to wean him from it, and also take care of him. Thank you.